It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Obama meets leading senators. They will discuss a nomination he has yet to make, his choice for a Supreme Court seat. When the president meets those senators, he will know they have yet to act on scores of his other nominations. Those nominees are being held hostage by a Senate tradition. Any senator can privately put a hold on a nomination, meaning that the choice for a government office is stopped, and Republicans have done that again and again. Now, Democrats have gone on the offensive. NPR's David Wellner reports.
As the week began, 99 of President Obama's executive and judicial branch nominees were stalled by holds, in some cases for more than a year. A hold is essentially a threat to filibuster a nomination. Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse says Republicans are simply trying to score political points against the president.
This is not about controversial nominees. This is about politics, plain and simple, bare-knuckled politics of obstruction.
What it's led to is a pile-up of nominations and a lot of bad blood.
It is the worst ever.
That's presidential nominations expert Paul Light of New York University. He says dragging out confirmations is nothing new, and both Democrats and Republicans have done it. But he says the delays now are unprecedented, and word has spread that the nomination ordeal is not worth it.
Anecdotally, what I hear is that 2, 3, 4 people are refusing invitations to serve before they get to one who'll go through this process. It has just become a very ugly process. Very dispiriting.
Take, for example, a nominee the Senate did finally confirm yesterday. Half the Republicans and all the Democrats voted to confirm Lyle Brainard as the Treasury Department's Undersecretary for International Affairs 13 months after she was nominated. Republicans raised questions about tax deductions she'd taken. Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning urged colleagues not to confirm her.
This is not just a matter of taxes. It is a matter of trust.
Unlike most of the current holds, Bunning's was public. As Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill pointed out yesterday, most senators won't acknowledge having put holds on nominees.
But you want to know why the country doesn't trust us? It's because of this kind of nonsense, this kind of secret hold shenanigans.
McCaskill says 80 or so nominees remain stalled by secret holds, and she's trying to reveal the holds' authors by demanding votes on those nominees. Yesterday, number 2 Senate Republican John Kyle objected to McCaskill's request for votes. He did so on behalf of colleagues whose names he did not reveal. Kyle says fewer holds would be better.
I am not defending a lot of holds, and
Do you think they're excessive right now?
They might well be. I don't know.
The irony, says nominations expert Paul Light, is that President Obama has had to go around the Senate to fill out his team.
There are a lot of these jobs that are now filled by acting officials or non-Senate confirmed presidential appointees, and the Senate should be outraged by it. Yet they dither with these holds that result in very significant problems with governing.
The Democrats' nomination offensive does seem to be working. 2 long-stalled district court judges got confirmed yesterday, and holds were lifted on a nominee for assistant attorney general and 2 for circuit courts. They'll be voted on today and tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.